everybody. Welcome to episode 9 of the Start Where You Are podcast. So I am flying solo once again. I really look forward to connecting with my co-hosts, too. We're hoping to get a date on the calendar for us to record an episode together before Christmas. For context, today is December 6th. So this is going to be a short episode. I came across the concept the other day that I have used previously that I have found really helpful that I wanted to share with all of you. And that's something called the opposite day principle. Now, the first time I was introduced to this principle, it wasn't really anything formal. It actually came in the advice of Act Against It. So for greater context, a little over 20 years ago, I was in graduate school for the second time. It took me 3 tries before I actually finished my graduate degree. But I was at the University of New Mexico. I was working as a teaching assistant, and I also was in one of the more significant depressive episodes of my life. And in consulting with a therapist, her advice to me was to act against it, meaning there were things that I was doing. I was listening to, you know, what my wife calls face bashing music. So I was listening to sad music. I was isolating myself a lot. I was, you know, staying in bed, staying in my room a lot. And so her advice to me was to try to act against it. Now, I want to be clear that struggling with depression, that was a really tall order. But I also knew that one of the things about the opposite day principle is that my behavior, as it was having the opposite effect. Like I was avoiding people because I thought it would feel good to avoid people, because I thought it would feel bad to be around people. But really, that just continued with the isolation. So one of the things that I did, I was like, okay, all right, I'll take your advice. And she held me accountable to it, which is also one of the things that's important, was, okay, before we meet next, this is what I want you to do. And so I called up one of my friends, my friend Michelle, who was from LA, and I called her up and I said, hey, I don't really feel like doing anything. I don't really want to hang out. Do you want to go do something? My therapist says I should do something. Do you want to go do something? And of course, she was like, well, that's a ringing endorsement of spending time with me, but totally understood. And so we went and grabbed some lunch, and then we actually went to a movie. And it's the only time in my life I snuck into a second movie. And of course, feeling guilty the whole time. I really was so sure that someone was going to come and throw us out. But it's so funny because the movie that we paid to see was a movie called The Banger Sisters, which was very forgettable, with Susan Sarandon and Goldie Hawn. And the movie that we snuck into is still one of my favorites, and it was Sweet Home Alabama. But we're not talking about sneaking into movies right now. We're talking about the opposite day principle. So one of the things that happened for me is that when I took that step, when I got out of my way, I got out of the house, I spent some time with somebody, I actually did feel better. And so I had to admit that acting against it advice was some of the best advice I'd ever had. And like I said earlier, it's because of the way that our brains attempt to solve problems and protect us from harm, we often do the exact opposite of what will get us to our goal. So as I mentioned, I was isolating myself in an effort to feel better when really getting out and getting some connection was going to make me feel better. Someone who is worried about losing their partner may subconsciously or unconsciously become more controlling and jealous and demanding, which in turn is going to push their partner away. Someone trying to lose weight might follow a really rigid diet, a really restrictive diet that then results in a binge and has the exact opposite effect of what it is that we're looking for. So how do you put this into effect in your day-to-day life? Well, I think one of the things to do, and I think doing this on a Sunday night is good because, you know, hopefully you're feeling a little bit refreshed from the weekend. Hopefully you're not dreading your week to come. If you are, that's a different podcast for a different day. But basically, the goal here is to take some time to reflect on your routine and think about some of the things that you would like to change in that routine. So do you spend the first 20 minutes of every day scrolling mindlessly through your phone? Do you find that you're mindlessly snacking every day in the afternoon while you're working from home? Do you find that you're putting off the harder work that you have to do in a day? The eat that frog, for those of you out there, eat that frog is the idea of doing the harder work in the morning, first thing, eating the frog. Do you find that you put that work off, or do you find that you put everything off throughout the day? So basically, once you've put together this list, commit to a certain time period. Now, some of the recommendations out there are 24 hours. I think that if you feel like that's doable, that's great. But I would actually start really, really small. And I might even say like for the first like 4 hours of your day, but choose a morning. So maybe it's Monday morning, maybe it's a Friday morning, but choose a day. And for the first, you know, 4, maybe even 8 hours of your day, work to make the opposite decision of what you would normally do. And what I like about this experiment, there are a couple things. Number one, I think it's clear. So a lot of times we're living in a world of like, I should do this or I should do that. And we get kind of overwhelmed and we're not exactly sure which decision to make. And what I mean by that is that I could do X, I could do Y, I could do Z. And sometimes it's hard to choose. With the opposite day principle, generally speaking, you're just going to do the opposite of what it is that you're already doing. So for example, if I'm mindlessly scrolling on my phone, there's a reason I put that example out there. That's something that that's a habit that I'm trying really hard to untangle. But a lot of times that's how I start my day is I pick my phone up, I look at the news, and then I start scrolling through my phone. So the opposite of that is to get out of bed. There's really no, I mean, I guess I could lay there, but there's really no other opposite. The opposite is to get out of bed. So that's one of the reasons I really like it. And then one of the other reasons I like it is because it gives you the opportunity to feel good. Change happens when you're feeling good. And what's great about the opposite day principle is what you'll find in the days that I am able to do this, this is something I'm working on right now, the days that I am able to just get up and start my day, I feel so much better because I don't feel like I have wasted part of my morning or, you know, I feel better about myself and I feel better about the start to the day. And that makes it easier to stack other habits on top of it. So anyway, that's pretty much it for today. I just wanted to, like I said, raise the idea of the opposite principle, throw it out there for you, see what you think. Hopefully it's something that you find helpful. If so, and you want to share this podcast, I would be most grateful. Also give a like, give a follow on whatever platform it is that you listen to. And if you have any specific requests about any topics that you would like me to tackle or guests that you might like to have on the show, by all means, please let me know. And enjoy the rest of your day.